In the first letter, we go on with this discourse on the Christian life. In this letter of John, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. So, what's the secret? Love one another. When he was a very old man, the tradition has it, and they'd come to him and say, you know, Father John, give us a word. And he always said the same thing. Do you know what he said? You heard this before? Little children, love each other. And then the next day and the next, finally they said, you know, can't you tell us anything else? I mean, you know. And he said, if you do that, you'll be perfect. And so, now this is how we know that we remain in him and he in us. We're baptized in the Spirit. Now what he puts it this way, that he has given us of his Spirit. Well, how do you know that? Because you can experience it. As St. Mark the Hermit, way back, 2nd, 3rd century, said, how do you know you have the Holy Spirit? How does a woman know she's pregnant? She feels the life within her. So that's how you know you have the Holy Spirit. So, he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. That's another proof. Among us, 2,000 years ago, was a human being who is divine. And he loved us. He taught us. He died for us. He rose for us. He poured out the Holy Spirit because he's equal to that Spirit, you see. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him, and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. And so, and then he goes on, see, God is love. Now, not the love you kind of see on the billboards. I mean, like, he's really love. And whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him. In this is love brought to perfection within us. How does love get perfect in us? We have confidence on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Now that's not our doing. We have to accept it. You know, receive it. As I think I've told you this before, about St. Bernard has a treatise on grace and free will. And the theme of that whole treatise is consentire salvare est. To consent is to be saved. Agree to it. Agree to the movement of the Holy Spirit in you this day. You might be moved to pray a little extra. Forgive somebody. Give to the poor. Whatever it is, yield to it. See, this is how we know that because we've received the Spirit. And you know that. And if you don't, pray till you do. Okay. God is love. And whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. That's pretty good, huh? But love is generous. That's why I'm saying the Mass for the mercy of God. Love is generous. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's quite a statement, isn't it? Are you like God in this world? Well, you're not divine. I can promise you that. But you can love like God. That's what drove all these saints. And so, there is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out fear. Why? Because we don't have any sin? No. Because we know the love that the Father has for us. See, fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Now, it's a good thing to be afraid of God. There's nothing wrong with that. But it should get someplace to win us over that we just love God and we do whatever he tells us. Okay. Now I don't have much time for the gospel, but that's all right. You know the story. In the end, you see, he's walking on the water. Now, why did he do that? He's trying to win them over. He's trying to see, because he already multiplied the loaves, right? So he's prophesying symbolically how he's going to take care of his church until the end of the world. How? He's going to feed them on bread right here. So he's prophesying that. I can take this bread and break it and deliver, you know, my whatever loaves you've got there, and it'll feed 5,000. So I will make it so that those who are ordained, when they pray this way, that bread will no longer be bread, it'll be my body. It'll be my blood, my soul and divinity, and I give it to you to live by. I don't know how many people, I mean, I can't remember how many to count them, have been healed at the Eucharist. Why not? It's more powerful than any medicine. It's the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, radiant, radiant with the glory of the Father. That's who we receive. Now, he says, they were completely astounded. They had not understood the event of the loaves. Do you? See, look at those dumb guys. They didn't understand it. Yeah. Do you? On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. Whoa. So when we want enlightenment, the first thing we pray for is a Christian heart. Love God. Love people. Worry about your neighbors. Do they know the Lord? Do they know where they're going? With all this financial flip-flap, and that's all they've got, is their money and their career? They can't think about death. They can't think about much about their kids. They can't. How do we get over that? Knowing God.